is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Steve Kathan. There's word the United States was told about Israel's air attack on Hamas leaders in Qatar ahead of time or as it was happening. CBS's Remy Innocencio says Israel calls the operation Summit of Fire.
According to IDF Radio, this operation has in fact been planned over the course of the past several months through these on again and these off again attempts for a ceasefire and for negotiations to release those hostages. They say that Hamas, quote, has shown more rigidity regarding the deal. And so Israel, again, a quote here, decided to accelerate the battle procedure.
The military action condemned today by Qatar and by the UN Secretary General Andres Gutierrez.
We are just learning about the Israeli attacks in Qatar, a country that has been playing a very positive role to achieve a ceasefire and release of all hostages. I condemn this flagrant violation of the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Qatar.
Well, here at home, a Michigan judge has dismissed charges against 15 people accused of acting as fake electors for President Trump in 2020. It was alleged they submitted certificates that falsely said Trump won the election in Michigan. Joe Biden carried the state. Officials in Chicago and other cities pushing back over the Trump administration's ramp up of immigration enforcement.
In Chicago,
we don't need no troops over here.
The Department of Homeland Security says Operation Midway Blitz will target criminal aliens who flock to Chicago because of sanctuary policies. But Alderwoman Halo Gutierrez says,
we will not be intimidated.
In L.A., after the Supreme Court lifted restrictions on roving ICE raids, Mayor Karen Bass.
The Supreme Court has undermined the rights of millions.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
New numbers from the Labor Department show 911,000 fewer jobs were created than first reported between April of last year and March of this year. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The specific industries that saw a real downgrade were trade, transportation, and utilities. 226,000 fewer jobs than initially reported.
Ford is recalling 1.5 million vehicles because of faulty rear cameras, as we hear from Jeff Gilbert of affiliate WWJ Detroit.
It's 1.5 million vehicles from the 2015 through 19 model years, including big names like Mustang, Navigator, and Super Duty, among others. The rear image can become inverted, distorted, or just go blank. 18 crashes have been linked to the issue, but no injuries.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 43 points. The S&P and NASDAQ trading lower. This is CBS News.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. While the state of the city recapped recent triumphs, the mayor also spent some time talking about the state of the nation and how it impacted Racine.
The year of 2025 will be remembered as a time when the federal government turned away from partnering with local communities to solve the nation's problems to a government that has slashed critical funding for health care, food for the poor, and jobs for the future, all to fund tax cuts that favor the rich.
Mason also pointed to lower gun violence, a youth jobs program, and a proposed rail line as signs of momentum in the city. You can watch that full address at WRJN.com. New rule. Apartments in Wisconsin now have to have bigger recycling bins. The DNR has rolled out new rule changes for recycling in apartment and multifamily buildings. Property owners and managers must now provide at least as many recycling containers as trash bins and enough recycling space to handle 20 gallons per week. That's for each unit. Racine has already approved joining a proposed regional passenger rail commission, and Milwaukee leaders will consider the idea next. The Public Works Committee in Milwaukee will take up the matter tomorrow. The commission would coordinate future rail service among Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha. Leaders in Kenosha haven't yet taken up the issue. And Kenosha is planning a new holiday event, a first-ever drone light show. It'll be part of the Lighten Up celebration and tree lighting on November 28th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Some injuries for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers have 14 players on the injury list following Sunday's win over the Lions. New additions include right tackle Zach Tom with a sore hip, left guard Aaron Banks listed with an ankle. The Packers host the Washington Commanders this Thursday night, kickoff at 7:15. On Monday Night Football, the Vikings beat the Bears in Chicago, 27-24. Baseball, the Brewers face the Rangers tonight in Arlington, Texas. The Crew shut out by the Rangers last night, 5-0. Milwaukee's Jose Quintana had a no-hitter going until the fifth when Michael Hellman hit a grand slam with two outs. Pat Murphy.
You get two outs in the inning and make an 0-2 pitch that just doesn't get to where you want. Unfortunate, and a great credit to the Rangers hitter. Drove in all five runs, I believe, tonight. Great credit to him. Credit to their starting pitching. Starting pitcher, he was fantastic. The catchers, I've always liked this kid. He really does a great job behind the dish.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather. Partly sunny and very pleasant today with highs scraping the mid-70s. Tonight, we'll see more clouds out there, lows staying mild to the upper 50s. Maybe some spotty drizzle. Otherwise, for tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and highs back to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Ticket to ride. one amazing song after another. Local news plus timeless hits. WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in. And then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay. Watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay. Waste of time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless hits.
my God.
What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Brewers staying ahead of the Cubs in the Central Division. Boy, I tell you, great time to be a Wisconsin sports fan. Brewers doing well. Packers are winning, Badgers are winning, and we got high school football here on WRJN. You don't have to go far to get your sports fix. We've got it here on WRJN.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
You want something fresh. Nobody does it like Lee's Deli. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. Meals fit for a king and hassle-free catering all at your fingertips with the Lee's Deli mobile app. Help crown Lee's Deli the best lunch, the best sandwich shop, and the best deli in Racine. Head to WRJN.com and click on the Lee's Deli logo for the information you need to vote. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Terry's Tiny Homes. Terry! Sure, as the only employee of her company, Terry was probably the front runner. But saving money getting personalized discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive, well, that gave Terry the edge. Over Terry.
Terry! Terry!
Keep awkwardly chanting your own name, Terry. You deserve it. Be your own Terry. See if you could save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, feel the locomotion.
I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Come on, baby,
my little baby says you can do it with ease. It's
out there. We get an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. While the state of the city recapped recent triumphs, the mayor also spent some time talking about the state of the nation and how it impacted Racine.
The year of 2025 will be remembered as a time when the federal government turned away from partnering with local communities to solve the nation's problems to a government that has slashed critical funding for health care, food for the poor, and jobs for the future, all to fund tax cuts that favor the rich.
Racine Mayor Corey Mason said last night during his address that the city is growing fast, but also faces challenges from national policies. He said new housing, construction, and school upgrades do show progress, while warning federal cuts to Medicaid and food assistance will hurt families. Mason also highlighted a new health partnership in Racine.
Racine Unified, the City of Racine, and Pillar Health have joined hands in common cause. At long last, we have federally qualified health services provided in our city. We have been the largest city in the Midwest without these services for too long. Pillar Health now operates in the garden level of Julian Thomas School, offering services in both medical and behavioral health. This serves as Pillar Health's temporary home while we continue our sacred work to build a new City of Racine King Center right next door. So if you have not driven past Martin Luther King Drive lately, if you have not witnessed our vision taking shape before your very eyes, I would encourage you to do so soon. The new City of Racine King Center is beginning to take form like a dream becoming flesh, its skeleton rising before us like the bones of some magnificent creature preparing to breathe new life into our community.
Mason also pointed to lower gun violence, a youth jobs program, and a proposed rail line as signs of momentum in the city. You can watch that full address at WRJN.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
WRJN weather.
Partly sunny and very pleasant today with highs scraping the mid-70s. Tonight, we'll see more clouds out there, lows staying mild to the upper 50s. Maybe some spotty drizzle. Otherwise, for tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, highs back to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Baby, baby, baby. Ooh.
How do you follow up a song called Black and White with a song called Black is Black? See what I did there? This is Los Bravos on WRJN.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are nice. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Yeah.
RJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Kurt Volman's 5 o'clock class reunion today, 1961. If you're a member of the class of 61, your life is going to, your high school life is going to flash in front of your eyes. With three or four songs from Kurt, some of the things that were going on then. It's a lot of fun to tune in. And then if you've got, like, say, an older brother or something that graduated from there, just point at them and laugh. Well, not that I've ever done that to my older brothers. Yeah, Kurt Volman's 5 o'clock class reunion, 5 o'clock today on WRJN.
You want something fresh. Nobody does it like Lee's Deli. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. Meals fit for a king and hassle-free catering all at your fingertips with the Lee's Deli mobile app. Help crown Lee's Deli the best lunch, the best sandwich shop, and the best deli in Racine. Head to WRJN.com and click on the Lee's Deli logo for the information you need to vote. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamp designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodman's. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you an amazing amount of money on spaghetti and pasta.
24-ounce jars of Rouse pasta sauce, just $5.99. Or one-pound packages of Bria pasta, $1.39.
I can run the hot prices on spaghetti.
Sauce for $5.99 and pasta for $1.39.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee-owned.
Savings. It's Woodman's.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
During every Brewers home game at American Family Field throughout the 2025 season, fans will have the chance to win a 2025 Land Cruiser, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address has Wabanon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year opened with the Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
W-R-J-N.
Calling out around the world, are you ready for a brand new beat? Summer's here and the time is right for dancing in the street.
Dancing in the street or dancing in the living room in your underwear? Here's Seeger.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll. Don't try to take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor. In 10 minutes I'll be late for the door. I like that old time of rock and roll. Still like that old time of rock and roll. That kind of music just soothes my soul. I reminisce about the days of old. With that old time of rock and roll.
WRJN.
the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
Local news and timeless hits.
And timeless hits, WRJN. CBS News will get you up to speed on the international scene in minutes. WRJN.
If you don't love me, why don't you tell me? Instead of running around with all the other guys in town, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you? That you'd believe me, then why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone without a girl of my own. Can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care? Don't you care? Don't
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. U.S. officials say the Trump administration was told in advance or as Israel was carrying out an air attack on Hamas leaders in Qatar. CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
Explosions rocked the Qatari capital of Doha, sending smoke into the sky and tensions even higher. Israel launched a strike targeting senior Hamas leaders in the city as they were reportedly discussing a U.S.-backed ceasefire proposal for Gaza at the chief negotiator's house. In Gaza, Israel has leveled high-rise after high-rise, dropping leaflets from the skies, ordering everyone to get out now.
A Michigan judge has dismissed